Hello, hello, hello. You listen to the radio station CITR 101.9 FM. This is Russian Tim Show. This band is called Steve Adamuk Band. The song is called Set It Up. Hello, hello, happy Thursday. You listen to the radio station CITR 101.9 FM. CITR.ca, also available through the internet pages. And my name is Russian Tim. This is Russian Tim Show, the show where I play a local, new, and international punk rock music for 1 hour on the radio. I started off the show with a song by the band called Steve Adamuk Band. They are great, I like them a lot. They are from Ottawa, Ontario, and they haven't played in Vancouver for way too long, and ideally this would have been great to fix. We heard a song called Set It Up from their album, which was called Third. And who knows, maybe coincidentally it was their third release. Who knows? We don't. Today on the show, as I stated, I will play for you local, international, and new music. And let's start with some new music. And I'll start with a band called The Dammers. They're from Sweden. I don't know anything about them because I just listen to their music and follow them on the internet. I don't think they played in Vancouver, so I never seen them live. So I don't know what they are, but I really like them. They release quite a lot of EPs and like 7-inches. And every single one has like a killer mega like track, like such a good one. And this is one of them. It's called Bats Need Friends 2. The Dammers released a new EP earlier this year called Ghouls in the Garage. And I'll play you the song, which is called Bats Need Friends 2. Good. And this will play some, this will open up a block of new and international music. All right, let's do it. You listen to Russian Tim's show. This is The Dammers. Bats Need Friends Too.
Thank you.
Hello, hello, hello. You listen to the radio station CITR. This program is called Russian Tim Show. I'm playing you new international and local music on this radio program. I open up the show, this set of music with a new song by the band called The Dammers. They are from Kristianstad in Sweden, according to their official Bandcamp page. They released a new EP called Ghouls in Garage, and that was a song called Bats Need Friends Too. Then another track was by the band from Seattle. They are called Gen Pop. I didn't know much about them in the past, but I know a little bit about them now. They released Beat Sessions Volume 9. I assume it's a tape. I don't know what Beat Session is. I hope it's really great. But that was a song we heard called Rap Salesman. Then we heard a band from Halifax. They're called Auto Controller. That was a song called A New Song Less Is More. And the final track was by TV Repairman, all the way from Sydney, Australia. TV Repairman released a new album, which is called What's On TV. And we heard a song called Bus Stop. Good. That was a block of new music, which I just played for you, and I hope it was entertaining, energetic, and hopefully fun. Let's move on. Let's move on to the international aspect of this radio program, where I play international music. My band is doing a show on April 15th. I was thinking when we were doing the show, it's our 6-year anniversary as a band, and I was like, I'm kind of just tired of doing just regular shows. I want to have a theme party. I want to have something special. I want to have something, you know, something with a little bit more fun aspect to just a regular show and anniversary of a local band playing their songs. So I decided, how about we do a theme, and we do a Spanish, Mexican, Hispanic theme, you know, which includes everything from special drinks to special music to special surprises from the bands, just to have some kind of a theme, and, you know, some costumes, and, you know, just to have like I said, a theme party to have a special aspect to it. So I've been getting ready for it, and I've been listening a lot to Spanish, Mexican punk rock, and like specifically punk rock in Spanish language, and I decided to play a block of that for you, because I really like this. I like Spanish scene in general. I know a little bit less about Mexican punk rock scene, but there's so many great bands, and I'd like to play some of them on this radio program. We'll start the legendary ska. The legendary Spanish band, they're called Ska P. They are from Vallecas. Vallecas is an interesting area of Madrid. I've never been there yet, but from what I understand, it's similar to East Van. It's working class area. They have a team which is called Rayo Vallecano from Vallecas, which has very strong political views. Their fans do. It's an experience. Go to see Rayo Vallecano, and overall, that's a very cool area with lots of punk shows. I think that's the only area where they have cannabis stores in Madrid. Regardless of that, Scapi, a legendary band from there, they've been going on since early 90s, and I'll play you a song which is called Estampida from Scapi. You listen to Russian Tim Show, this is Scapi from Vallecas, and this is Estampida.
Fundamental.
¡Ey, no! ¡Basta ya! ¡Ven, no!
Hello, you listen to the radio station CITR 101.9 FM, also available on the internet CITR.ca. I just played you a block of some of my favorite songs sang in Spanish language and in dialects and versions of Spanish language. The opening track was by Scapi from Vallecas from Madrid. That was a song called Estampida from their album called Que Cora La Voz. Then we heard Caótico. They are a band from Basque Country. The album was called Reacciona, and the song I played for you was called Levantad La Voz. Then we heard another band, they called The Locas. They're also from Vallecas, and they're actually related to the first band, Scapi, because that's a band from singer Pipi. His other project is called The Locos. We heard a song called Resistiere from the album called Juala de Grillos. And the final track was by a band called Sectacor. They are from Mexico. Ska core band, which has been around since the early 90s, and they have a bunch of releases, and I played you a track called Menos Yo from the EP called Evil 6. Good. I really like punk rock singing in different languages. That's why when I say in the beginning of the show that I play new international and local music, I'm very always curious discovering new and listening to old bands from all over the world. I don't know. For me, I'm always interested in learning punk rock from all places in the world, and I don't know. For me, this is super, super interesting. That's what motivates me. That's what motivates me to discover and listen to new music, and I'm absolutely loving it. But let's switch from the international aspect to the very own Vancouver punk rock scene. And I would like to preview a show which is taking place on tomorrow, which is coincidentally Friday, March 24th. Indications debut album release. The local band Educations released a self-titled album, and they will be celebrating that with the release show. They will play with Dead and Driving, Stutter, and Media Slaves. And important information that the show was moved from Cobalt to Vice Hall. So right now the show will take place tomorrow at Vice Hall. So you may see, if you interested in going, you may see some ads with the old venue, which is Cobalt, but the show was moved to Vice Hall and will take place tomorrow. Let's start listening. We'll obviously play all four bands, and we'll start with Indications. They released a self-titled album. The album was produced by Jesse Gander, and it's a great record, and I would like to play a song which is called Drunk on Chablis, and I think this is a good track. So let's do it. This is Indications playing their album release show tomorrow at Vice Hall, and this song is called Drunk on Chablis.
Yeah. slipped in me and left the street not even my time. It's a word to tell when in an open cell this private hell is still be none. No more.
Hello, hello, hello. That was weekly punk rock radio show called Russian Tim Show. Thank you so much for listening. That was episode... Actually, that was episode 382. Oosh. I played you four local bands, which will be playing at the Weiss Hall next Friday, which is also tomorrow. I'm not next. It's called tomorrow. Yeah, Friday. Indications album release show. It will feature Dead and Driving, Stutter, and Media of Slaves, and this is the songs we just heard. The opening track was from the Indications self-titled new album, which came out on Early Onset Records. It's called Drunk on Chablis. Then we heard Dead and Driving from their new album as well. It's called the album was called A Worthwhile Endeavor, and we heard a song called Before I Start Noticing. Stutter, there's a song called To Be Tango Yet from their EP Stuck in the Muck. And the final track was by the Media Slaves. That was a song called Percentage. And this is a song about the view of the band called Media Slaves on the Canadian banking system. I'm excited to that, you know, that punk band's getting interested in banking system, in finances, in financial planning, overall investments. This is, I think, the right way for the punk bands to go. So album release show with Indications happens tomorrow. Like I said, the show was moved to the new venue, Weiss Hall. Tomorrow, $15 to get in. Doors at 8, music at 9. Indications, Dead and Driving, Stutter, and Media Slaves should be a fun show. This is an option for you of what to do tomorrow at in Vancouver, how to see local music. This is it. Thank you so much for listening. That was fun. I played new international and local music as I promised on this radio show. Mission accomplished. Great success. Have a fantastic, wonderful, time and weekends and everything else. I wish you love, happiness, prosperity, health, and everything the best to your families and your loved ones. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll finish up, wrap up the show with a song called Left in the Middle by the great band called Nightbirds. Thanks so much. That was Russian Tim, and this is Nightbirds.